You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with this week's rant. Gentlemen, let me give you a quick update on the housing situation, on the places that I applied to. Well, it turns out that Phoenix was the first one to go ahead and approve my application. I got the email and I got a call yesterday from the leasing office. You know, they said, congratulations, your application was approved, and we're going to actually go ahead and waive your first month's rent. So you only got to pay a small move-in fee, and that's it. Now, gentlemen, any deal that you can get, especially in the current environment, definitely take it. So, of course, I'm going to head out there this weekend, put the final, you know, bow on everything, make sure all my I's are dotted and my T's are crossed, and we're going to move forward. Now, with that out of the way, let's go ahead and get into the meat of this video. Now, for a long time in the Black Manosphere, there was a term that was thrown around called the wall of silence, where men were eventually going to just stop talking when it came to women and their shenanigans. However, I said there was going to be a level beyond that. And what was that? The wall of indifference. And gentlemen, I believe that now more and more women are hitting that wall, because now you have men openly explaining why they have pulled out of the dating and relationship market. It's funny. Women always want to talk about, why aren't men doing this? Why aren't men doing that? Why aren't men approaching us? Yeah, ladies, it's called the wall of indifference. Men no longer care. And they're showing you, they're explaining to you why they no longer care. Now, a quick side note, which is going to be connected to the main point. You had the Houston Rodeo, or as it was actually called, the Houston Hodeo. Yeah. Bunch of grown ass women out there refusing to act and dress their age. Now, let's be crystal clear. It was women across the ethnic lines. White women, Hispanic women, I did not see any Asian women out there dressed inappropriately. However, of course, Black women. Now, of course, the Black women, they took it to the utmost extreme. To the point to where they have now decided, yes, the rodeo is now going to have a dress code. Mm-hmm. All women were participating, or should I say, all ratchet women were participating. But like I said, the Black women, yeah, they took it to the utmost extreme. Now, of course, stand by for the whole racial card to be played in the scenario, just like they're doing with Ruth Chris. Ruth Chris has decided, you know what? yeah, we're going to go ahead and enact a dress code too. However, this goes back to the fact that more and more women are doing everything so they can get some attention. They are desperate for men's attention nowadays. But gentlemen, you're holding the line. You're introducing these women to the wall of indifference. Oh, men should still approach us. Bring back the men who simped for us. It's funny. Women want men to go back to simping, but yet, at the same time, women hate simps. Boy, talk about being absolutely and utterly contradictory. They want men to come back and beg for them, but yet they hate begging men at the same time. Oh, gentlemen, don't fall for this nonsense. Don't. Continue holding the line. These women are absolutely desperate for men to approach them. But as men finally figured out and thoroughly explained to these women, the men that you want are not the men that are going to approach you. Ladies, what's wrong with you shooting your shot? Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. If women had to shoot their shot, there's a particular term that they lose. It's a sick power that every woman believes that she holds. And what is that? What is the one thing that men have taken away from women? I'll tell you, the rights to first refusal. That right there, gentlemen, is the biggest thing that men who are holding the line, that have introduced women to the wall of indifference, have taken from the modern woman. That's why they continuously say they want men to approach them. That's why they continue to do everything they can to desperately get some form of attention from today's man. That's why, gentlemen, if you do not approach them, you take away their rights to first refusal. You've completely flipped the game. And these women, they hate it. Which is why they're constantly putting out more and more pieces talking about, oh my God, men don't want to approach. Why don't men want to approach? Because, ladies, most men know that you don't have any interest in them. They know if they approach you, that right there is going to help boost your ego. Yes, men understand that there are women that specifically go out just so they can reject men in public and make a spectacle about it or put them online. That right there, ladies, has been one of the biggest detriments to you. The men who know that they're not that guy, the men that you will put in the friend zone, the men that you would have as your backup lifeline for later, they've said no. Now, of course, you've got a new string of panderers out there. Or as we used to call them back in the day, pussy beggars. These guys are absolute clowns in 2026, to the point that you've got women calling them out, saying, look, we know what you're trying to do. Yeah, it's not going to work. It simply is not. Yes, a lot of women are saying, yep, we are fucked up. Hey, not gonna argue. But the idea that guys are still trying to pander in 2026 with all the information out there is just absolutely ridiculous. But you're still going to have the overwhelming majority of females who are going to have their ears tickled, and they're going to support guys like this. Even though there was one guy who went off completely and totally satirically, and women still jumped in his comment section talking about, oh, yes, girl, a man that finally gets it. Which is absolutely hilarious. Now, I've seen this little short around social media where the guy is like, where the woman is like, I want a man to pay all my bills and everything. So the guy's like, well, you know what? Cool. Let me take you to the adoption center. And she's like, why? Because apparently you're looking for a daddy, not a husband. Oh. Yeah, that is so true. It's funny. Women love to talk about if a man wants, you know, reciprocation. Oh, you want a mommy. I'm not a mommy. But not enough men are willing to say the inverse. Oh, you want a man to pay for everything? You're looking for a daddy. But, gentlemen, it is absolutely fascinating that these women still refuse to accept the truth. It's fascinating. They're the ones that destroyed the dating and relationship market. So, men decided, you know what? Since we control access to the commitment and relationship portion, we're going to go ahead and shut that down. Now, women are out here begging men for marriage. Men are like, yeah, no. Now, of course, across a few states, there seems to be some small, minute changes around the whole dynamic. Some states are doing 50-50 automatically. Some states are trying to get rid of no-fault divorce. I mean, it's an uphill battle, but hey, if they do it, then good on them. However, the basic building blocks, yeah, until the foundation is fixed, which is getting men and women back together to start dating again, until that's fixed, yeah, I don't think the laws or anything are going to matter. But, hey, gentlemen, you're still holding the line. That is wonderful. These women are losing their minds to the point that even the passport bro conversation has reared its head again. Why, ladies? Once again, why? Passport bros are everything but a child of God, yet you continue to make videos about these men. The men you know you don't want, but as we all know, see, these are the men that these women were put into the friend zone. These are the men that women would get their non-sexual resources from. Yeah. Yeah. Once again, utter and total contradictory language. Oh, those women over there just want you for your money. However, you need to bring that money back over here. and spend it on me, even though I know I don't want you. I just want your resources. Yeah. Yeah, ladies. No one is listening. And the foreign women, they're having the time of their lives just absolutely tearing your videos apart. But more and more men have simply decided, you know what? I'm no longer going to waste my precious time and my precious resources on ungrateful, unworthy women. Once again, ladies, you made this bed, you lie in it. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. Personally, I'm sitting back and I am enjoying this show. Every time women make more videos talking about why don't men approach and this, that, and the other, gentlemen, just understand. Understand what they're truly asking, or should I say what they're saying. Every time a man does not approach them, he's taking away the rights to first refusal. And with that being said, ladies, you better understand this, and you better understand this crystally damn clear. All the power you thought you had, social power, economic power, sexual power, all of it, that's all fake and false. That is going out in this new environment. Feminism, which constantly helps you win the battle, but eventually you're going to lose the war. That's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, men are holding the damn line. And by men holding the line, once again, they're taking away the woman's rights to first refusal away by not engaging, by showing them the wall of indifference. Hey, it is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.